Mrs. Ulrika Elbrink, an Iron Lady, 4 minutes. I'm Mrs. Ulrika, and could be called the Iron Lady, as I belong to those women who have inherited an ironworks. After my dear Olof passed away in 1835, much of the work at Magmyra is on me. Fortunately, during all the years I was kept informed about all doings at the furnace and at the hammer here. So now it's up to me to keep my son Daniel informed. I often write to Daniel in Stockholm and report about the latest at Magmyra. I'm his ears and eyes. This is what I wrote last winter. Today I've been out at Magmyra, where all is well. All transport along the roads are good, but in the forest it's still difficult to transport charcoal. The cartloads of rock from Bessberg have been quick, and more than 200 have arrived already. From Rissing, no more than 20 are here, and there are complaints over the poor roads. When the eyes on the legs will hold, it will be better. In short, rock will not be scarce this spring. Ending, the furnace master has been ill, but now seems to recover. March 16, 1841. It will be interesting to see how the first furnace of this year turn out. How unfortunate that you will not be at home to give the inspector some advice and information, as he is new in his position and not introduced to the mixture of the different rocks. 3 weeks later, April 6, 1841. This week we shall start building up the rocks and lime for the furnace according to your instructions. My wish is that it all will go well and that the spring flood will not be too short, as we have plenty of rocks and charcoal for the production. Yours ever loving mother, Ulrika Elbrink. You can imagine that I have to go many times back and forth from Gävle to Magmyra to keep an eye on the production. Right now, I'm tired of soft and muddy roads and is waiting impatiently for good service for sledging around New Year's. That simplifies the trips. A few years ago, the family decided that we had to modernize the manufacture from German production to English Lancashire method. Everything had to be remodeled, and I was the one that had to realize the plan. All went well, and now the hammer is the most modern in the region. As a sign of gratitude, my both sons decorated the gable of the hammer with UE, Ulrika Elbrink. I found that very considerate of them. Now, please come and visit me at my pavilion in the park, and I will tell you how it's to run a household at Magmyra in 1841.